Enough of that trash. Now I'm going to tell you some real stories.
Esto que escuchas es un cassette grabado.
Cassette grabado.
Cassette grabado.
Jenny said when she was just 5 years old, there was nothing happening at all. Every time she turned on the radio, there was nothing going down at all. Then one morning on a Detroit station, couldn't believe what she heard at all. She started shaking to that fine, fine music, and her life was saved by rock and roll. Despite all the amputations, you could just dance to that rock and roll station. When she was just 5 years old, you know my parents be the death of us all. Two TV sets, two Cadillac cars, you know they ain't gonna help me at all, not at all. Then one morning on a Detroit station, can't believe what she hears at all. She started dancing to that fine, fine music, and her life was saved by rock and roll.
This whole album was recorded before the pandemic in Detroit. There was nothing ever like it before. You know, when one little tiny germ that nobody can even see stops the world, it kind of gives you a whole new look at the world. And we were in Berlin, in fact, doing Rock Meets Classic. That show ended, and we got the advice right then. They said, if you're not out of Germany in the next 30 or so hours, we're closing the borders. So that was the end of that tour, and we haven't toured since then. That was March 7th. In some ways, you look at it and you go, well, maybe we needed a year off. You know, but yeah, I always look at the optimistic part of it. And families stayed together. The world pulled together, you know, in a lot of places. The way the world should have pulled together to help out people that couldn't help themselves. And I saw a lot of cooperation. And I don't think I ever washed my hands that much in my life. But I saw the whole world doing that. And I said, okay, good, let's cooperate with each other and beat this thing. But 2020 was just an amazingly, it'll go down in history as maybe the strangest year ever in the world.
For everything, very little regard for anything.
mechanistic creeps, or so it seems, cause that's how we're living. Our love will change the world. Our love will change the world into a strange place that you won't recognize. When you look into its eyes, our love will change the world. Our love will change the world. You may not like it now, but you'll get used to it anyhow. We don't have near enough time to even dream of committing a crime. Got no future, got no reason, got no rhyme, cause that's all we're given. We'll kill any possibility or any illusion of synchronicity, cause they've been affected to a certain degree. Our love will change the world. Our love will change the world into a strange place that you won't recognize. When you look into its eyes, our love will change the world. Our love will change the world. You may not like it now, but you'll get used to it anyhow.
I was born in Detroit, and Detroit is the hard rock capital of the United States. You know, Los Angeles has the Doors, had the Doors, and they were kind of a sexy rock and roll sound. San Francisco had its Grateful Dead. New York had the Young Rascals. Detroit had the Stooges, the MC5, Alice Cooper, Bob Seger, Ted Nugent. We were all hard rock, guitar-driven rock and roll bands. And for some reason, that just became the home of hard rock. And it was in the same place as Motown, which was interesting. We had actually two musical movements going on at the same time, Motown and hard rock, and they both got along very well together. So I said, let's do an album about Detroit, or concerning Detroit, or something about in Detroit, and record there, write the album there, only use Detroit players, and make it pure Detroit. And I guarantee you it'll come out to be a roaring rock and roll album, because that's what Detroit is. When we met Bob Ezrin, and Bob Ezrin became our George Martin, he organized us. He took all the raw energy and all the raw, what I would say, talent. We didn't have a signature in our sound. Bob came in and gave us that, so that when you heard an Alice Cooper record on the radio, you'd go, oh, that's Alice Cooper. Because we didn't have that before. So we give Bob Ezrin an awful lot of credit for the development of what Alice Cooper is. And I still work with Bob 50 years, 40 years later. I'm still working with Bob, and we're still creating Alice.
The fever and Susie Q, sharp as a knife. The kid was in his crib, Shady wore a bib, and the posse wasn't even alive. Shock rock, chopping blocks.
nobody ever thought about living past 30, to be honest with you. It was a pretty much a 24-hour party. You were playing the Easttown, whereas Bob Seger and Ted Nugent was playing the Grandy, and Elton John was at the Fox, and there was like six different venues going on that night, and every one was packed. And afterwards, we'd all go, where's the party tonight? Oh, the party's at the MC5's house in Ann Arbor. Next week, where's the party next week? Oh, it's going to be at Alice's house. Okay, where next week? Oh, we're going up to Bob Seger's. There was a giant 300-person party after every weekend. And it was a real rock and roll party. I mean, you know, I mean, it was a no-holds-barred kind of party.
Sister Anne don't give a damn about evolution. She's a liberated woman. She got her solution. Got a heart of gold. Save her bitch's soul from going down old Satan's way. She can. I know she can. I know she can. She's my sister Anne. Such truth, such beauty, such purity. She wears a halo around her head. She got all the Ten Commandments tattooed on her arm. If she died, she'd raise up from the dead. She's every man's savior and mama too. If you do what she said, she'd save hell from you. She can. I know she can. I know she can. She's my sister Anne. Sister, won't you tell me where I went so wrong? I used to say my prayers, baby, all night long. I listen to the gospel ringing in my ears. Come on, sister Anne, save me from my fears if you can. I know you can. I know you can. 'Cause you're my sister Anne.
Detroit's a tough city, and so they don't like soft rock. They want hard rock, and they want their bands to have to be very aggressive. They want the bands to have attitude. They want you to take them by the throat and shake them. They do not want to be lulled to sleep by the music. Every time I go back there, I left there when I was 10 years old, and I lived in Arizona and California for, you know, after that for the next 60 years or so. But people say, where are you from? I go, Detroit. Because there's a certain amount of, you know, pride in living and being from there. It's a tough city, but it's a real music city.
She's my sister Anne.
Cassette grabado.
Sister Anne, she's my sister Anne.
really think you can shock an audience anymore, but you have to remember in 1970, 1969, 70, 71, everybody was peace and love, and you know, everything was wonderful and groovy and everything. And Alice Cooper was not that. Alice Cooper was a little bit of violence on stage, a little bit of glam, certainly a lot of energy in that show. And we scared a lot of people. And I think people started making up stories about Alice Cooper that we, things that we never did, but were shocking things that Alice did. And you hear that about Ozzy too. Ozzy ate a bat, you know, and this and that. They want their rock stars to be really extremely not them. You know, we're something mythical. We're something legendary. And I was in exactly in the right place for this villain of rock and roll to absorb all that and to send it back out. I'd go on stage with a pair of black leather pants and my girlfriend's slip, and it would be all ripped with blood all over it and makeup and the thing. And audiences would go, "What happened?" They're immediately, the first time they see you, they want to know how did it get bloody? How did it get, you know? So they were immediately immersed right into the image and into the, something was going on with this band. And I got to know more about this. I see a resurgence in rock right now. I think rock, as crazy as it sounds, is, you know, when you listen, go to the Grammys, there's no rock and roll there. Maybe the Foo Fighters, maybe Green Day, you know, or what, they pick one band that's going to be their rock band. It used to be every single act in rock was in the Grammys. I like rock being in a place right now where we're sort of the outlaws again. So rock and roll's in a good place. We're back to what we should be. We're the villains. We're the rock and roll outlaws.
Beneath the bare life of above, she gazed into the eyes of love. Bathed in the dirt in neon light, she begged him, "Don't go out tonight. If we work out somehow, baby, we can find a way out, baby." And he laughed and said, "I gotta go." And she cried, "No, Johnny, Johnny, no. Strong and young, I promise I won't hurt no one. Oh baby, when you gonna learn? Them folks uptown got bread to burn. When they see me flash my knife, they'll be fearing for their life. They won't give me trouble, this I know." And she cried, "No. Like a thousand years, a tenement room that cold with tears. Then came a knock up on the door, two men she'd never seen before. "Did you know Johnny Brown, miss? Oh, we hate to tell you this, but has he a relative, you know?" And she cried, "No.
You better check it out, because I know where you live.
Esto fue Cassette Grabado. ¿Te gustó? Rebobínalo.
Cassette Grabado.